the principle that our Lord lays down there was revolutionary in his day. In the Jewish world, the law governed all of life. It was a theocracy, much like Islam. When they get the Sharia in place someplace, they know it's all supposed to be God's law. Our Lord introduced something here, a relative autonomy of the state. And, as you know, most democracies follow this, or did. The whole movement toward democratic rule began as a rebellion against the church. And so the church was very hesitant to embrace it and actually opposed it. And then they began to see how in keeping that was with the whole understanding of a human being as the image of God. Now remember, when all this was going on, we still were not as aware as we are now of what we call pluralism. That is, you know, in our own country, we have perhaps, 200, 300 different religions represented. There isn't like just the Christian religion. In fact, that statement there, and you know, that Congress should not favor one religion over another. In their day, it meant one Christian group over another. There was nobody else around. So our challenge today is to understand this teaching and to live it, huh? There is, you see, a relative autonomy of the state, but not independence. The state is not independent of God and his authority. Our founding fathers shared the naivety of the world that surrounded them. I mean, Hobbes, Locke, Hume, the crowd, the philosophers who formed the basis of our theory of government and state, were basking in the fruit of over a millennium of Christian civilization. And they thought they could dispense with, you know, the infancy of the human race, you know, a man who's really God and miracles, you know, and keep the moral teaching. They had their own ideas. They didn't agree totally with one another. But the idea was, you see, we believe, you know, we say, all men are created. By whom? By God. Right? Equal. They all have the right to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. McCain just pointed out that right to life begins in the womb. He has said that publicly, huh? And so, you see, it was a vision carrying with it the seeds of its own destruction, but quite naive and in some ways quite noble. After all, we are the oldest republic in the world. Everybody else has tried republics and they've had revolution after revolution, and then we're the oldest one in the world. So whatever we did manage to establish has a certain validity to it. The challenge now is twofold. One, with no recognition of God, then pretty soon there's no recognition of the dignity of a life of virtue. Thomas Jefferson, you know, was the one who pushed hard for public schools, state-supported schools, not state-dominated, state-supported schools. Because he said, in a democracy, if the people are not educated and virtuous, it will become very soon mob rule. the mob will be, you know, cultivated by a demagogue, and that will be, and then they'll vote, they'll be the majority, and that will be it. Unless the people are educated and understand the role of virtue in their life. So that's why he pushed for public schools, that everyone would get a chance to be, you know, exposed to this great Western tradition. He still never got the idea that that all came from the Catholic Church, that whole vision of the West, the gospel. And then an understanding of the great philosophical traditions upon which it was the civilization was founded. Even Sarkozy in France and Habermas. Habermas is the leading, I think he's still alive, the leading atheist of the world, a very fine man. He and Ratzinger often have dialogues. Some of them are published. And they both agree that the morality taught by Christianity should be the foundation of Europe's civilization. Now, for Habermas, that's a great triumph, however it got there, but of course there's no God for him. He said, when it comes to God, I guess I'm just tone deaf. I don't get it. Pray for him. He's a good fellow. Well, don't you see that's our challenge? You see, what has happened is that religion, that is, relating to God in any way, has become a surplus. It's if you're into that type of thing. You don't need it for life. You don't need it to live a good, upright life. You don't need it to run the country. But if you're into that type of thing, well, we allow everybody to do their own thing. Now, can you see right away? This, by the way, was whoever crafted that was too intelligent. It means that a religious consideration is always a plus. It's an extra. Now apply that to the greatest crisis in our country, abortion. If you think there's a God and all these people are images of God, I can understand why you're upset that we're killing them and storing them by the thousands in frozen lockers to experiment on or to do whatever we want. We can understand why you're upset. But that's above and beyond the life of the state. And you see the trap. Therefore, any principle, because our people are not normally professional philosophers, any principle, that's religion. If you want that, that's fine. But you cannot impose your personal view on the nation. And we, God bless us and have mercy on us. I know I got to quit pretty soon. But I thought, why another 4th of July when all we're thinking about is hot dogs and firecrackers? I mean, where will we be a year from now? Where will we be a year from now? On these principles, you see, you can eliminate recourse to anything higher because it's religion. And of course, when it comes to abortion, well, that's Catholic teaching. That's Catholic religion. And a few other hangers-on, but mostly, and Muslims, more or less. No. That's inscribed in the law of nature. It may take faith to illumine your mind to appreciate what is objectively there. It's a law of nature. It is wrong to kill a child in its mother's womb. It is wrong by the very structure of human nature. It's not Catholic teaching. It's Catholic witness to the truth of nature. To the very thing, give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Caesar should respect the nature of every human being. Do you understand how we have been maneuvered into a corner? And what a tragedy it is that we've all been so lazy and so stupid to have let our nation down. What are we going to do about it? We may have one more chance. But it's to understand, you see. Now, given the fact that along with all of this, I know I have to quit pretty soon, but nobody has to go to work today, so we could really stay here till noon, I guess. We won't, I promise. But you see, this principle, which is part of our cultures, it's unconscious. We all agree with this. Oh, yeah, you know, freedom, that's fine, freedom. Freedom from the truth. Given the onslaught of the media, I mean the movies, the television, the education our children are getting, they are incapable of rational thought. The homeschoolers, that's why they're homeschooling, so that their children will be able to think. If you start a conversation on the street, oh, well, you're conservative, I'm liberal. You know, like, you're Chinese and I'm African. I mean, like, you know, that's the way we are. I'm liberal. Meaning what? That it's okay for me to kill kids in the womb. Because I'm liberal. You're conservative, you're stuck with that other idea. Which behind that is, it's your own personal private opinion and you should keep it to yourself and not try to impose it on the nation. Our minds have been destroyed. And if so, we are incapable. The biggest argument you'll always get is statistics. You know, the majority think this way. That's not an argument. Now, a more telling argument would be, you realize that Europe has just committed suicide. That even if they started right now to reverse their abortion policies, it might be too late. Europe is going to disappear. They've killed themselves through abortion. And we would be doing the same if it weren't for the people coming from elsewhere, like the Hispanics and others, who somehow still think it's a good idea to have kids, you know? The importance that I'm trying to make, you see, on this feast day is, my friends, let's begin to think. We are slothful, and we are not taking our responsibility for a nation that has given us great opportunities, great possibilities. Think and help other people to think. You know, the Lord raises up charisms in every age, not just all the ones in Corinthians and Romans. They don't exhaust the list. I think you know that, right? Charism today would be to be clear and help people think. Now, because we're attached to our evil, all of us, the bad guys and the good guys, you get in a discussion and everybody is like this. You are not going to take away from me my right to abortion. You are not going to take it away. That's your private opinion. You can't bring God into this if there is one. How do you get around that? What wisdom do you need to guide a mind to grasp what's being said? You can do it statistically. Just show them. You know, it's just a report came out the other day by a very, you know, wasn't Pew, but one of those big foundations. It's too late for Europe to recover. It's over. Even if they started generating children now, by the time these children are old enough to support the nation, the economy will already been destroyed. Unless more Muslims come and make it a Muslim country, and then maybe we'll, you know. It's destroyed. That fruit of where revelation really did govern thinking and acting and government, and And it was beautiful. Was it sinless? Oh, of course not. So I would recommend that we really begin to think and quietly help other people to think. You see, abortion is wrong because, well, if you do enough of it, you run out of people and the nation is destroyed. That's not why abortion is wrong. Abortion is wrong because it's murder, and that is against the law of God. That's why it's wrong. Now you can see with your reason, if you kill everybody, there's not going to be anybody around. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. But you know, most people haven't even gotten that far. Besides, the neglect of life. All life. The neglect of it. So even parents who have children, for the most part, you know, consider it, well, you know, a burden, and they do little for them, and you know the rest. You know, right now, there was a survey done in Bethesda, in that area, Catholic schools, public schools. All the high school kids, I mean like 80 or 90% of them, are involved already in sexual activity. They call it hooking up. Sometimes they don't even know one another's names. And it's the same in Catholic and public schools. So where is the witness to the truth, to the freedom? Where is this give to God what belongs to God so that we can see what to give to Caesar and help everybody have a human life? Well, that's long enough. But I think it would be nice on the 4th of July, in addition to the hot dogs and hamburgers, if we stopped and thought and prayed a bit about our responsibility. We've heard the word of God. We're going to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Our responsibility to do something, begin to think, and have a way of engaging in a friendly way with people trying to change their mind and begging the Lord for the charisms of wisdom and understanding and insight and friendliness before it's too late.